If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawheed, our guest speaker. We are talking about the very important topic of fasting and Ramadan with Sheikh Tawheed. Sheikh Tawheed, a fasting person, is unaware or he doesn't know that he's a state of janaba, right?
Yes.
He's a junub. In the afternoon, he notices this and performs a ghusl by immersion. Well, the first question that I have for you is that does this state of janaba invalidate his fasting? And then, if so, then what about what happens to the qadha of the fast? Does he have to perform a qadha and after the ghusl, after this?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I would like to say that, ghusl by way of immersion, generally speaking, makes the fast void, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
Yes.
But in the event that an individual does not know, and he even doesn't know that he is in the state of janaba, and then he comes to know that he is in the state of ritual impurity, and then because of ignorance, and not because of, or maybe because of forgetfulness,
mm-hmm.
he dives into the water, and then with the intention of performing ghusl by way of immersion, then in this case, because this has happened to him, let's say forgetfully or unintentionally, the fast is valid, and he is not supposed to do anything. Everything is okay, and he shouldn't worry at all about the ghusl. There's no kafara, nothing. Everything is okay.
Uh huh. His fasting is okay.
Yes, sure.
All right, I see. Okay. Another question about a person who's fasting is that he has planned to get back or return to his place of residence before noon, or before basically the call for prayer and azan of noon. But accidents may happen, and
sure.
Then something stops him on the way, like the car accident. All right.
Yes.
Well, and this has certainly delayed the person to reach his place of residence, right, in time. Is this fast valid because he's fasting and he was supposed to get back to his place of residence before noon? And what about the kafara? Does he have to perform a qadha for this too?
Sure. Well, his fast is invalid while traveling, because we know that a traveler cannot observe fast or cannot even make the niyyah of fasting, okay?
Yes.
Maybe someone might decide to arrive in your hometown before the midday, so that once you reach there, you should make your niyyah. Okay, because of some, let's say, reasons like accident, you did not actually make it and you did not reach in time, so as a traveler, as long as you are traveling, you cannot make niyyah fasting, and therefore it is haram to fast, because the religious sharia, according to the dictate of the sharia, fasting is forbidden for a traveler. Now, when it comes to qadha, of course, he has to make the qadha, and he has to, simply make the qadha. There is no kafar, because he hasn't done anything wrong yet. Yeah, he just missed the fast, and he has to repeat the fast once, any time after the month of Ramadan, whenever possible.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Tawheed. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including practical laws of Islam, frequently asked questions, comparative fatwa, and newly asked questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program. I'm Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of fasting and Ramadan according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javed. Sheikh Javed, you know, we all know that lots of people or passengers travel between cities and countries using airplanes. So if any one of these passengers or a crew member or a flight attendant, for example, all right?
Yes.
They have to fly at high altitude and, you know, this is going to be like, for example, 2 to 3 hours journey. And they are told usually to drink every 20 minutes to maintain their equilibrium.
Sure.
This is a medical advice given to them. Well, do they have to pay kafara in addition to performing the qada?
Well, you know, being a crew member, if a person is able to take leave he's able to take leave, and it is possible sometimes because you can take it. If it's possible, then the crew member who works with the airplane must do it in order for him or her not to break the fast, because fasting is, you know, is necessary.
Yes.
For a traveler and for someone who is whose job is traveling from one place to another, it makes no difference whether you are traveling by air or by a car or by bus, okay? Since you are a professional traveler, then you must observe fast, and it is mandatory. So when it comes to, you know, to taking leave, if it's possible, one should take leave. And if it's not possible because of certain consequences that it might have, it's going to be, let's say, harmful to him, or he might be, you know, held responsible for some reasons, anyhow, then because of these consequences, because of the harm that maybe he or she might receive, so he can drink water, and of course because he can drink water and he can break his fast, and then of course he should make up for the fast later at any time after Ramadan, and of course he is not required to pay any kafara. Kafar is not required. He should simply perform the qada.
I see. Okay. And another question about women's periods. Sometimes they are fasting women, and just a few minutes or hours before the Maghrib or Dusk prayers in the month of Ramadan, in fact, their periods start. Okay.
Yes.
So what happens to their fasting? Does their fasting become null and void?
This is a very important question, and a lot of women, as far as I know, have this question. They think that when they have been fasting throughout the day, and now it is only a few minutes before the iftar time, and they have started to have get their monthly period. They get their period
a
few minutes before the iftar time. So why shouldn't they continue fasting? This is why a lot of girls and ladies, they do not know the rule, the Islamic Sharia law about this kind of situation. So according to all religious authorities, you know, there is no doubt that the fast becomes white. The fast becomes, and the woman who gets her period cannot maintain her niyyah, her intention to fast. So she must break the fast. Of course, the fast becomes break, whether she breaks it or not, whether she eats something or drinks something or not, the fast becomes white. And she cannot continue fasting or make niyyah fasting, because as a menstruating woman, it is forbidden for a woman to make niyyah fasting. It's haram to pray, it's haram to fast.
Mm-hmm.
So the fast definitely becomes white, and it does not make any difference whether the discharge of blood happens few minutes or few seconds or even 1 minute before the iftar time.
Mm-hmm.
So the fast becomes white, and of course she should make the qadha, she should give the qadha of the fast, but not the prayers.
I see. Thank you very much, Javid. And thank you very much, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to address some of the jurisprudential laws of fasting and Ramadan based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
محيي مميت أبقى